In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'd like to begin this morning by asking us to think about the following. If you had to tell someone what it means to be saved, and you could only read one passage from the Bible, which passage would you choose? Think about that for a moment. I would submit that if that challenge were placed before us, if we were to tell somebody what it means to be saved and we could only choose one passage from the Bible, that we would choose this morning's gospel reading, the account of this encounter between Zacchaeus and Jesus. Now, why is that? Well, let's look at Zacchaeus. He is a person whose choices in life had made him resented among his peers. He was the chief tax collector in Jericho, a very prosperous city. And so we know back then tax collectors, this was not a job of professionals or people who had noble aspirations. These tax collectors collected their money through extortion and intimidation. And because of that, they were not well loved. We can also fairly well surmise that he was someone who had caused other people to suffer. And by his own admission, near the end of the gospel, we find out he is also someone who had defrauded others, which apparently was common among tax collectors then as well, is to overcharge taxes and keep some for yourself. So it is pretty safe to say that he is a person who was very much afflicted by habitual sinfulness. And what does he do? We all know what he does. He climbs a sycamore tree to see Jesus. Climbs a sycamore tree to see Jesus. Jesus sees him, calls him down, says, "I'm going to come to your house." And that, in fact, does happen. And there is a response by Zacchaeus. First, he's going to give half his money to the poor, but he says, secondly, "If I've defrauded anyone anything, I repay it fourfold." He doesn't say, "If I've defrauded anyone anything," like I may not have defrauded anyone, but he knows that some people he was honest with and some people he wasn't honest with, and he's going to pay those people back. And then Jesus says, "Well, salvation today has come into this house because I have come to save the lost." And for me, at least, this gospel reading has everything. When we consider the person of Zacchaeus, it reminds us that there is no one who is so vile, no one who is so deeply into sin that he or she can't be saved. And when we convince ourselves that we are hopeless, when we dwell on our sinfulness to the point of self-loathing and despondency, we're really allowing ourselves to be deceived by the devil. Because Jesus can and does save anyone who turns to him, no matter what that person has done in his or her life. Why else is this gospel reading important for our salvation? Well, it's this. Jesus responds to those who earnestly and honestly seek him. Now, again, who earnestly and honestly seek him. There are a lot of people who say, "Yeah, I'd like to believe in Jesus, but I don't know." Well, do you come to church? No. Do you pray? No. Have you talked to anybody about it? No. And so we have a whole group of people in the world today say, "I'm not sure. Is there a God? Is Jesus really God? I wish I knew for sure." Well, have you made an effort? Have you climbed the tree? You got to climb the tree. If you want to see Jesus, you've got to make some sort of an effort. And if you do make the effort, if a person makes the effort to know our Lord, he always reveals himself. He is, after all, God incarnate. He is God revealed among us. And then there's this from the gospel reading. The promise to us is to have an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. He comes into our house if we let him. That's why he makes the effort to come into Zacchaeus' house. He comes into our house. He wants to know us. To know us on an intimate level. And that is the expectation, the prayerful expectation of living a life in Christ throughout one's years here on earth, is that we will come to have that intimate relationship with the Lord. And then there's this. Conversion, accepting to follow Jesus Christ, requires a response. Zacchaeus is going to give money to the poor and repay those who he defrauded. So if we are converting to Christ, if we are following him, the expectation is we change what we do in life. Yes, by the grace of God, we become more and more holy, but we've got to make some effort. And it's not enough to say, yes, I'm a Christian. We actually have to act like it. Then there's this whole business of today salvation has come into this house. Zacchaeus brings salvation into his home. And that's what a person does when he or she converts. It is a good thing to bring Christ into your home so that other people then can choose to see his presence or not. That's what one of our divine callings is. And you've probably heard me say this from the pulpit, but I know if you've come to see me, we've talked a lot about this when we talk about issues and relationships. In every household and in every relationship, at least one person has to choose to be an adult Christian. And if at least one person chooses to behave as an adult Christian, lo and behold, things do start to change in that relationship, in that family, in that house. And then finally, there is this reminder that Jesus comes to save the lost. And if you think about it, Zacchaeus embodies just about everything it means to be lost. Who are the lost? The lost are people who, quote-unquote, have it all, but really have nothing. And Zacchaeus was no doubt a man of means because of his job. But scrape away his money, and he was empty inside. That describes a lot of Western humanity today, where we live such pampered lives and such privileged lives. We have it all, but we really have nothing. Zacchaeus was also somebody mired in sin, deep in habitual sin. And yes, Jesus comes to save those who are deep in habitual sin, no matter what that sin is. He can heal us if we choose to let him. And then Zacchaeus is also one of those persons who's indifferent to other people. Worse yet, maybe even abuses them. And that describes a third category of people who are lost. The people who are indifferent to others. The people who might even abuse others. Doesn't matter what category of lost anyone falls into. One of those, two of those, or all three of those, like our friend Zacchaeus, Jesus can heal us. Now, if you're a regular churchgoer and you've been here year after year on the so-called 15th Sunday of Luke, which was what this is, you've heard this gospel reading before. And I would hope and pray that maybe as we think about it, that you think about it and quote-unquote listen to it with fresh ears this morning, because it's so important. And if you're someone who's never heard this gospel reading before, and that's certainly possible, I'll just tell you right now, you've heard the best gospel reading there is if you want a synopsis of how somebody is to be saved. Now this gospel reading, before I conclude, I would share with you it's a special gospel reading for me because, as I've told you all before, on January 22nd in 1988, I was ordained a deacon. And then January 21st of 1989, I was ordained a priest. So when I was ordained a deacon, the appointed gospel reading was this gospel reading, as was the epistle reading for St. Timothy, which is also very important for those of us who are ordained. And then when I was ordained a priest, the first gospel reading I read as I celebrated my first liturgy as a priest was this gospel reading as well. So every time I think about it, it stirs up something inside of me. It's a very special gospel reading. But I would hope and pray that for all of us here today, we would take into our lives the message of this gospel reading and understand that within this very wonderful summary of what it means to be saved, how it is we are saved, and what the consequences are of us reaching out to Jesus, I would hope that you might join me in saying, there's just something very, very special about this reading, about this encounter with Jesus and Zacchaeus.